Moss of the Morning, Y94, just before 7 o'clock. Well, everybody's got celebrity crushes, right? But it gets a little interesting, a little dicey sometimes when you admit that person to your significant other. Survey found this, 62% of people were very confused about their partner's choice and celebrity crush when they admitted it to them. They didn't see the appeal. They honestly couldn't figure out why they find this person attractive in a lot of instances. And in sometimes, we're actually so annoyed by it, even though, and sometimes they even asked, but they were so annoyed by it, they then refuse to watch movies or TV shows that have those people in them, or if they're like a musician, they don't want to listen to the music anymore. So my question is, if you're in a relationship and you know who your partner celebrity crush is, do you have any feelings towards this person? Like, does it bother you? Do you feel some sort of strange jealousy knowing that it's not like they're ever going to meet, you know, Sandra Bullock or whoever. They're not going to meet these people. But does it still bother you? Are you able to enjoy movies that have these people in them? These are all things I'm curious about. Do you fall into this category of people that have this like irrational annoyance towards the celebrity crush or just don't even see the attractiveness? I've actually heard about yours.
I was going to say, absolutely not. I am above that. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I do. Steven's celebrity crush is Emma Stone. And once he mentioned that to me, and then that new Cruella came out where she was in it, we saw a trailer and he said, let's go see that movie. That looks like a good movie. And I got so mad. I said, you only want to see it because Emma Stone's in it.
Okay, so you obviously are bothered by this, but like most of the time, because she does dye her hair now and then, most of the time Emma Stone's got hair that is your color.
That's the only
very
similarity. Fine, we're both pale redheads.
Like if somebody said, come up with a celebrity look-alike for Amy Kay, or we're casting Morning Playhouse of the movie, Emma Stone would probably
be on the shortlist.
I would
not allow it. I would not sign off on that.
You couldn't let that happen?
I couldn't. I couldn't even watch it then.
Who would be you?
Anybody else with red hair, carrot top, put him in a dress. I don't care.
So it bothers you that he finds her attractive?
It's just because he mentioned it, and then he said he wanted to see Cruella. And so it stuck.
Okay.
And I thought, you only want to see it because you think she's so hot. And I'm a crazy person.
So it does bother you.
Well,
it does bug you quite a bit.
I'm going to tell you what. We never saw Cruella.
Oh.
Never seen La La Land.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So she's out.
She's off the list.
So you don't see the appeal at all. It's strange to you that he finds her attractive.
Yeah, she always talks like she has white strips on her teeth. I don't.
I've never made that observation before.
Watch a movie and you'll see it.
So I don't think I could name any of my wife's celebrity crushes because they're not famous enough that I know their names, but anytime the guy pops up in a movie, I'm like, oh, that guy. But what bothers me about it isn't that it's him, but that they're always kind of like older dudes. Not like Sean Connery old, but like older dudes.
Like how old?
Like, let me see if I think his name's Timothy something.
Timothy Olaf or whatever his name is?
Let's see here. That's not the right guy.
Because he reminds me of Josh Duhamel. He's like a knockoff.
No, that's the one. Knock off Josh Duhamel.
Knock off Josh Duhamel. Timothy, I swear it's like Olaf or something. It's like, I don't know how to spell it. I don't know how to do his last.
Olyphian.
There we go. Whatever it is.
Yeah. The knockoff Josh Duhamel.
He is a knockoff Josh Duhamel.
But it just always makes me go like, why are you always picking these dudes that are like kind of on the like the later end of middle age, which maybe bodes well for me, I guess, as the years go on. But
it's just like she has a mature attraction.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm always surprised like what it is. I know that when she was growing up, she had a early Bieber fetish when it was baby Bieber time. So I know that too. That I think it was her and everybody else. So
I think a lot of people really like Justin Bieber.
You see that Steven texted us.
That is not Steven's phone number. Somebody texted in, Emma Stone is hot. I know that's not Steven's number.
That's right, Steven. That's
no
right.
No way.
So do you have intel on who your partner's celebrity crush is? And does it bother you in some way? Does it affect your life? Are you able to watch the movies? All these questions. 237, it's you text 35270. Good morning.
Hi, my husband has a thing for Martha Stewart.
Like a romantic thing?
Yeah, she has a thing for her.
Huh. Well, I mean,
we saw that picture of her.
Yeah, she's posting some photos over
her time. She is not bad looking. I think you think of her and you're not getting the right idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's a safe celebrity crush. I don't think you have to feel threatened by that.
I mean, I don't feel threatened by Emma Stone. I don't think Steven and I are going to be walking around West Acres and here comes Emma Stone. Oh, no.
Boy, wouldn't that be crazy if all of a sudden she's in town today?
I would say, uncomfortable. Have fun. Bye.
Yeesh. Hello.
Okay, my husband is in love with Kate Upton.
And obviously you don't like her? What like bothers you about her?
I don't know. It's just, I don't like her face, and she just, it's not, I don't get it.
I'm guessing it's not like he's into her like acting or something, right? So, I mean, I understand.
I'm sorry. Kate Upton has a wonderful rack, but her face just kills it for me.
Yeah, so you just look at it and you're like, I don't see the appeal. Are we seeing some celebrity crushes where people are like, I don't get it?
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody else saying that their ex-boyfriend was obsessed with Ariana Grande, but like too obsessed. He would save pictures and videos of her on his phone. I ended up breaking up with him because I finally thought it was just too much. I had tried discussing it with him, but it was just useless. Somebody else said, my wife and I actually have an agreement. If she has the opportunity to hook up with Denzel Washington, she can definitely go for it. If I get the opportunity to hook up with Shakira, I get a free pass.
I think that's fair.
You just have that agreement. If it ever happens, we're in that situation, go for it.
Dangerous agreement, because I think it's by far more likely to work in the female's favor than the male's.
You're never going to meet these celebrities that are like, yeah, sure. Oh, is that your husband? Okay.
Maybe Denzel's going to do a book signing or something at Barnes & Noble. You don't know.
We don't know if is he not in a relationship either? Why do we just think he's this wild man?
Hey, listen, you know it would be a fun show? Our next Y94 Presents. Let's work on Shakira. That'd be fun.
Shakira would be super cool.
Boss, are you listening right now? We were just talking about this. Shakira, that's my answer to the question. Shakira.
I mean, what has she been up to? She was just doing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we could do worse.
What? I'm thinking of where we are on that list. Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Fargo.
You moved your hands the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And then you got to raise the hand up for yeah, that's mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do.